Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer. Today is Saturday, the 12th day of August in the year of our Lord, 2017. Hope everybody's having a great day so far. Today is caller's choice or open lines, whichever way you prefer to call it. Anyway, call-in number is 800-313-9443, and we'll talk about anything you'd like to talk about today. Well, Ori, what a difference a week makes. Last week, we were talking about what form a civil war might take in this country, and this week, the main thing in the news is the little fat, funny guy in North Korea threatening to lob nukes at Guam and Japan and South Korea and us. What do you think about all this, how quickly things are changing?
Well,
you there, Lori? No, okay.
I'm here. I think it's just, you know, people are nuts. What can I say?
Now, I tend to agree with you. I absolutely tend to agree with you. You know, I don't know what this guy's true military capability is. Our intelligence gathering sources, all 17 of them, seem to be all roughly divided and right down the middle. He can hit us, he can't hit us. I don't know what'll happen in the long run, but if you're prepared, you're not really too awful worried about it. I don't think I'd be real happy about being in Guam right now, but even they're taking it in their stride. I noticed that the Guamanian government put out advisories telling people, you know, the standard protocol, don't look at the flash, you know, get down, lie flat on the ground with your hands under your body, cover your eyes, you know, all the standard detonation protocols, you know, just to remind people. I've got a feeling that a majority of people alive on Guam today were either very young or didn't even live through the Cold War and don't know all the stuff we were taught. You know, so it's probably good to remind them, although I really, you know, and I hope I'm right on this, I don't think there's a lot of chance that him is stupid enough to lob a nuke at an American possession or an ally. You know, it would mean a rapid and immediate response in a matter of minutes by our forces that would wipe out every bit of infrastructure he had. I mean, it would start to finish from the first detonation to the last would probably be 20 minutes, you know, and his country is gone. So, in my opinion, it'd be suicidal for him to do that, but, you know, history has proven to us the guy is not exactly sane, and but he's not stupid either. All he has to do is look at what happened to Gaddafi when he gave up his nukes, or his nuclear program and weapons mass destruction program. You know, a year later, our forces took him out and killed him and literally murdered him right in the street. So, you know, he's not stupid either. I don't know what the solution is, folks. All I can say is try to be prepared. What are some of the things you're looking at, Ori?
Oh, I'm just looking at different ways to do your garden, your backyard, you know, that kind of thing. But if I'm not mistaken, cool. You have Rick in Missouri online.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I have my glasses mm-hmm. on, so I didn't look up at the screen yet. Oh, good.
That's okay.
Well, good morning, Rick. I'm here anyway. Leave the glasses off. That's fine.
Hey, yeah, I am. I'm taking them off right now.
Yeah, I know. I look better with those off. Hey, I've got something I wanted to bring up to you and the audience. You and I were hitting this ball back and forth across the net for the last week or so. And,
right.
But we have so many bright people listening. I would just love for somebody to call and render their opinion, regarding this because this is one of these things that is, it's complicated enough. It's probably complicated because it's important. Who makes the best pizza is not a complicated subject, and it's not something that is necessarily life changing. But But this subject that I wanted to broach is, and you'll find out quickly why. This, of course, is with respect to the failing U.S. dollar or the economy or the world economy, which is essentially debt-laden and failing. That,
right,
with respect to the manipulation or the suppression of silver and gold or all precious metals, to hide that fact, and then the rise of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all of that kind of thing.
Right.
Now, you know, anybody who has been watching Cliff High's work, and I know you know, I'm simply paraphrasing his remarks with some other material that I've seen, and it all, of course, meshes together like a bunch of gears, which is where I start losing, any real feeling about it. I'm
right,
having a hard time finding the reality in it all, because somebody's always selling something, and so, you know, it gets to be complicated. But, in short, this is the deal. The dollar's been failing for a very long time, and they have been, the government, the deep state, the bankers, Federal Reserve and the banking system has been using ETFs, which are paper derivatives in the form of silver, which they'll call SLV. And the way they control silver, of course, is they'll buy millions of these shares, several maybe large banks, and then they'll dump them all in the market at the same moment and collapse
exactly
the market. Yeah, and that, for some reason, and I've really never understood this, and honestly, I really don't, why that should control the physical price of silver, to me, makes absolutely no sense.
I agree.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, all I was going to say is, Rick, what I think is, you know, the published price of silver per ounce or gold per ounce is based
right
on paper, silver, and gold. And
right,
I think what it is the public, you know, says, okay, this is the price, and they automatically equate it to physical. Now, you and
right
I know that if you're going to buy physical, you're going to pay a premium,
which
is understandable, you know.
Yeah.
But still
people
assume that price is going to be, you know, the price of physical is going to be close to the paper price, when in reality it's apples and oranges. They have nothing to do with each other, really.
Yeah.
You try cashing
in,
million ounces of gold, you're not going to do it. I mean, nobody's going to provide it.
No, precisely not. And, you know, in my opinion, that has absolutely nothing to do with the value of silver anyway.
No, it doesn't.
And the reason is this. I mean, if it's always been, you know, it's always been the people's money, silver, and that is, you know, they're hiding their failures. They don't, if silver was uncontrollable, and it went skyrocketing to where it ought to be, people
right
would know instantly that the U.S. dollar was failing or crashing, and they don't want you to see that. So
right
they put up this particular smokescreen. To exacerbate the situation, you've got Trump as a usurper in the deep state, not a savior, not a god, but just a usurper. And all he is, in my opinion, all he's doing is stirring up a bit of a hornet's nest, but he is exposing the fact that there's manipulation and crime all over the place, and maybe that's all he's going to be good for. But the question I think that that I wanted to pose to your listeners is that, you know, the dollar as the dollar diminishes in value, that value, it doesn't just evaporate. It has to go somewhere. And so
right
you see these massive inflows, and I mean massive inflows, into cryptocurrencies to the point where, you know, you've got, say, a Bitcoin that was worth $200 or $300 six or nine months ago is now worth, almost $1,300?
No, $3,500 as of last night.
Oh, see, okay.
3500.
Yeah. It's a bid-esque situation. You know, as it becomes more valuable to people, the price goes up. It's the same as anything else, you know. If
right.
people want it, the price goes up. Well, so I think, you know, and, you know, at one point you had the very, very wealthy. They were getting out of the dollar. This is back after the crash of 08. They were buying things like diamonds, industrial or diamonds,
right.
artwork, land, that good land. The
right.
problem with those things, of course, is that they are stores of wealth, but they sure aren't liquid. I mean, you can't buy a tank of gas with an acre of ground. It's not the same. And,
right.
And that, of course, is what is so great about cryptocurrencies, is that they are liquid. I mean, they are,
yeah.
in large part, a debit card. They're like a debit card.
Exactly. Hey, Rick, I want you to stay on the line for a minute.
Yeah.
We've got
yeah.
Fred in Pennsylvania. Probably
you go right
to
ahead.
Speak on this section.
All
okay.
Right.
Fred, good morning.
Yeah, I'm here. I've been hearing all these events talked about and concepts, and I just wanted to add my opinion to the conversation.
Certainly.
What I was thinking about when you first asked, you know, what is 1 week having a focus and then the next week having a focus, you do have this economic changes or economic meltdown happening.
Right.
And the events can serve as a distraction to that. One thing that I was just thinking, and then the gentleman, Richard, you just basically said exactly what I was thinking, was that look at the capital flows. You have flows from investment class to investment class.
Right.
And then you also have flows from one economic class.
Oh, absolutely.
And you're having the huge amount of money that the middle class in North America has, and just flowing to bondholders, it seems like.
Yes.
You have a rise in interest rates, which means that these are worldwide rates. These are not just rates
yeah.
in Europe or North America. You have the warning signs of equities falling, and commodities too. Right, and commodities too. But I think what people are trying to do is get their foot in the door on something like annuities, on something like
right.
Long-term bonds, not short-term.
Right.
And I think you're having a flow of money out of the dollar into, let's say, whatever currency grouping is going to be stable. And I don't think it's clear what currency grouping is going to be stable. It may not be
That's
the euro.
That's the problem.
Not the dollar, but it's going to be maybe the BRIC group. BRICS,
right? Brick.
Because they may offer some guarantees. They may have insurance, deposit insurance things that they may throw out there, and saying that if anybody invests in the five main countries of BRIC or whatever other little countries are in that, that they may give some deposit insurance to these to investors. What do you think?
Well,
about
remember
that?
Now they're coming out with the gold back yuan. Here real quick, too. And I think you're going to see a big run towards that. You know, that apparently is happening this calendar year, from what I understand. And I
how
think that's going to be
how,
quite interesting.
How is that available to a middle-class person, and how do you...
I'm assuming you'd have to set up a Forex account.
Mm-hmm.
No, online. That's the only way I know you do it. I doubt if you would get it physically in hand.
Well, I was going to get into. Forex about 10 years ago, but the people that were involved in pushing it, I just wasn't comfortable with. They were just too
greedy.
Yeah, that's the word. They were too young, and I didn't really feel as though that that, you know, a depositor would really be protected. And it isn't in Forex, as far as I know. In the general Forex exchanges.
Well, I don't think it exists yet. Now, there's also a lot of talk about a BRICS equivalent to an SDR also. And I don't know any of the details or particulars on it. I haven't heard anything about it for a month or so. But apparently there's some kind of work in the wings for, you know, a combined currency between Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, where they're coming up
but
with
this,
not a single currency, but...
Can I sort of, can I sort of hit the devil's advocate button here and just say, first of all, I respect your information. I think it's all true, but all these countries also have large amounts of debt, including China. Of course, they have the ability, though, to produce and earn a trade surplus, and we don't have that ability. So the fact that they're a center, a country that can do that will always be a center of an investor's attention, because that's a very important thing, that you can earn money, country can earn money and generate a trade surplus. But the I don't see that there's really enough gold to really back that. I think that is fake, as well as the dollar being fake. I don't really think that you can have a gold-backed currency in 2017. But I do think you can have a trade-backed currency. Yeah.
Right. Well, apparently China for the past 5 or 6 years has been the world's number one buyer of gold in bullion form, you know, as in bank gold.
Yeah, but they have an enormous amount of debt, which they don't. Yeah, but they have an enormous amount of debt, and they don't talk about it. So I haven't seen anybody put these figures down on paper where they can be debated. This is not, you know, 1920 or anything. We're not in that situation. You're not historically going to go back to a ratio of gold and silver that's favorable to the outlying currency. But I do think that
I agree.
They can point out the fact that they can earn money and they can earn they can have real growth, whereas we don't have real growth.
Well, I think you're right on that. I really do. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, Fred. You know, I'm my crystal ball broke a long time ago, but I think we're in for a ride.
What do we have? This country doesn't have much except in the way of military force, and we tend to use it against countries that are economic rivals or countries that we owe money to if they don't have a nuclear force. So that eventually that's not sustainable, because in order to have that kind of a force, you have to have money. You have to have real wealth to support that, and we're not generating that real wealth.
You're right, and not only that, eventually, if you're the biggest bully, eventually all the people you're bullying are going to gang up against you and put an end to you. You know, that's just human nature. So
that's all I have to say.
Well, thank you, Fred. Your input is greatly appreciated. Okay, Rick, you're still there, right?
Fascinating stuff. I love it. In my opinion, and I'm no economist, although I am related to a bunch of guys who have doctorates in this subject, and I'll just wait right here.
Yeah. We'll be back in about 3 minutes, folks. Lori will bring us back in, and hang on through the break, please.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information, as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning. You're listening to Rural Survival on RBN. Today's college choice, the number is 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And we're speaking with Rick in Missouri, and we're talking about the economy. Rick,
yes.
Welcome back.
Yes. Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Fred's comments were insightful and certainly welcome. And that was...
Oh yeah,
I was hoping somebody would, go ahead and shine a little light on the subject. Now, the what I was actually getting to here was, really a couple of things. The question that I really want to ask everybody, and I'm just going to kind of cut to the chase, is, the Federal Reserve has been hiding their crimes in plain sight by controlling precious metals forever.
Right.
But the cryptocurrencies are right now, at least at this moment, are not within their control. And so, in a way, CIS has run out of rugs to sweep the dirt under for the moment. And
right.
So the question that I'm posing to the audience is this, simple. Is the rise in cryptocurrencies an indication of a failing U.S. dollar and or the world's disgust with our rotting financial system and the white-collar crime, which ranges from theft to murder? Or is it a combination of things? You know, you've got, this is completely uncontrolled. Even the Internal Revenue Service doesn't know what to do with it. So you've got massive fortunes being made, untaxed fortunes being made right now in cryptos. And if I were a drug dealer or I was trafficking humans, I would certainly want to be trading in cryptocurrency. So
absolutely.
Maybe it's also, I mean, it would be a brilliant move. I would hire IT guys to get all over that, or is it a combination of everything? The average human being, you know, trying to hide their wealth from a disintegrating or disappearing dollar, along with criminals and other agencies stuffing money in there because they know that in, let's say 4 or 5 years, at least they'll be able to have a liquid way of buying and selling when the dollar isn't functioning. And the other thing I want to say about this is before I turn it loose, is somebody's going to call up and they're going to say, yeah, but I don't trust anything digital. Well,
right.
I've got bad news for you. You know, nobody carries money in their pocket anymore because your pocket's full of plastic, and that's all
right.
Digital. When you walk into a gas station, you buy a tank of gas, zip, zip, you swipe your plastic card, nobody's moving real money. Money is being transferred digitally out of your bank account, which probably didn't even go in there in the form of money. It probably went digital, direct deposit, or you used a check, which, by the way, nobody was driving your money around town in an armored car. It's all digital at that point. So I mean, really, right now, the dollars that you love and trust, that's all digital.
Right.
I'm kind of an old guy, and I don't like change. And these digital currencies come as an emotional threat to my security, but at the same time, I mean, that's what it is. It's something new, and you know, you get used to what you're doing. And at that point, I mean, change is not always a good thing. In fact, in my life experience, change has usually been a negative. So,
right.
But at the same time, you know, if you're going to lie to yourself and tell you that fiat currencies never fail, and that the U.S. dollar will always be there for you, and that Walmart will always be waiting to take those dollars from you, I'm not sure you're being any more realistic than if you were to put every dime you owned into cryptos. That's probably not realistic either.
Well, I agree, and I think diversity is still the key to survival economically. All right, we've got our break, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back in 4 minutes, or you'll bring us back in. And then we're going to talk to Chris in Las Vegas and John in Georgia right after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN. Today is Caller's Choice. The number is 800-313-9443. Again, the number 800-313-9443. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about or the subject that our callers are talking about today. Tim, you want to go to our next caller?
Well, first I want to know, Rick, are you still on the line?
Yeah, but I can wrap up my thoughts and let you guys... Let you guys do your business.
Well, it's completely up to you, buddy. If you'd like, I'm getting ready to bring on Chris from Las Vegas on line five right now, just to see if he wants to talk about the same subject we're talking about. And I'd
very
love
well,
him to
yeah,
stay
I'll,
on the line for just a minute more.
Yeah, I'll just mute out and I'll listen.
All right. Good morning, Chris. Chris in Las Vegas.
Good morning, Tim. I'd hear you this one. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I want to be sure. I really appreciate Tim, Rick's comments previous to that, and your comments too, are all salient and valuable points that we must consider in the ultimate qualification of our investment strategies and protection of our wealth interests. I'm not selling
right.
anything. I don't have a dog in the fight. I pay a lot of very close critical attention to what's going on with these numerous different styles of currency markets, virtual and otherwise.
Right.
I understand the conclusion, delusion, and the false belief we have and the preposterosity of the so-called U.S. debt note called a dollar, or dull liar, right, if you want to be accurate about it, this pretensive, pretextual valuation that we conditionally attribute to it without qualification is a very dangerous concept. And so I've learned through many years of studying and very other students of education of valuations, currencies, commodities, all these different valuation investment protection scenarios, that diversification, sensible investment risks of what your discretionary wealth investment portions of your monthly income or your discretionary income can be wisely distributed amongst various stratagems, if you will, whether they're commodities, metals, or other commodities-based, or even virtual currencies.
Right.
However, unfortunately, due to the Smith-Mundt, M-U-N-D-T, Act of 2015, one of the insidious pieces of Obama's legislation, preposterous as it is, giving the public, the posed as public, private corporate partners of Corp US Inc., stakeholders and otherwise, the ability to tell other than the truth is what's creating the devised chaos in all these different marketplaces, news places,
exactly,
supposedly. It's news, and that's why there's such lack of dependability. No affirmative credibility can be attributed to any of these resources anymore, other than trusted people that you may have had experience with in the past that haven't been co-opted or bought out by others right now.
Right.
And so in that vein, one of the things that I've learned that I've paid particular attention to and been advising people on these types of matters for some time is, yes, there are fortunes to be made in volatile markets, and I don't discount
that.
And putting a portion of your discretionary income in there is probably a well-advised, it may offer you some short-term, maybe medium-term, very high returns on investment of whatever it is. But in the diversification concept, it's not prudent to put all our eggs in one basket.
Correct.
And that's why we have to have different stratagems, modicums of investment experience and knowledge of prudence in engaging in these things. And if we have the unfortunate preclusion to want to jump on the next big thing bandwagon and invest all our eggs in that one, we might find our economy destroyed and not have the ability to feed our families or take care of our other fundamental recurring needs.
Right. Well, I've been hearing about... Well, I didn't mean to interrupt, Chris. Just a little point
I wanted to make real quick.
I have been reading here the past, I'd say week, 10 days, about individual investors taking out second mortgages on their houses just to buy into this digital currency, you know, because they honestly believe that 3.5% that they're paying is going to be easily covered by all the money they believe they're going to make. You know, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, why would you put your primary residence at risk on a maybe? You know, it makes no sense to me.
That's an incompetent and very dangerous course of action for those suffering from conclusion delusions that there's any viability of expectations on return of investment on these hypothecations of valuations. In fact, what you're talking about is what we used to call betting the farm on it. In fact, they used to do that back in the early 1900s. They bet the farm on things like that to be able to operate. The banker gangsters came in, and, of course, they were quick to loan them money. But recalling that a mortgage is a death pledge, you might find yourself, you did pledge yourself to death, and they'll steal your home. That's what the banker gangsters have been doing for a time and eternity. As they come in, they steal people's houses and homes.
Right. Absolutely. You know,
and this is
me, I would never do something like that. You know, it to me, it's unthinkable.
Well, I presume from that statement that you are an adult. I don't remember you've said your age, but you probably have, and you're
obviously 55.
A grown-up. Yeah, well, I'm 65, almost 66. So these are skills and expectations, experiences that we've acquired through our life, and we've probably made some of those dangerous decisions in our past where we may have bet something we couldn't afford to lose. And when you are chasing money and you really need money, that's when you're going to get whacked by the karma of bad investing decisions, and you will absolutely lose it. If you need it,
every
you sure
time.
Can't win it. That's for sure.
Every time. It's just like
Murphy's
the guy that goes into a casino with his last $100 bill. He is not going to win. But the millionaire that goes in there, you know, odds are he's going to come out a winner. It's just the way life works.
Well, as you noticed, I called from Las Vegas, so I do have some knowledge in that area. And I
right. Well, you know what I'm
forward.
Talking about. I mean, that's what I've seen
do.
In my life.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it's affirmed by experience and history, time and eternity that is immemorial. It's set in
right.
stone. It's a monument that we should all pay very close attention to. Now, I'm just saying that if you can create it with a keystroke, it can also be made to vaporate with a keystroke.
Absolutely.
That's the unfortunate danger. And I'm not convinced that the people that are creating at least a good portion of these cryptocurrencies, or maybe buying up the ones that were already established with a degree of credibility, like maybe Bitcoin or others, are not the actual bankster gangsters who are just offering a more friendly user medium to exchange and trying to deceive the people to invest in something that they can have full and total control, tracking, and megadata access to every transaction they make under these preposterosities of electronic money, which is mere digits floating through the air that have a intel-gathering database aspect to them, and probably other very deleterious consequences of knowing what you buy it, where you're at, by your IPS address and your credit card number whenever you do a point-of-sale transaction.
Right. Well, you know, I'm sure you're right on that. In fact, I know you are. My thinking in all this is, and I'm not a futurist. I don't know the future. I don't claim to. But what I'm thinking is on this digital currency, just this year, from what I've read, there's been 200 new startups since Bitcoin of digital currency, different varieties. I think what we're going to see in a few years is a lot of those die off, and maybe just two or three or maybe even a single digital currency eventually that everybody goes to, you know, and they that would enjoy a monopoly, like much like PayPal does for online trading now. So,
well,
that's just something.
Anytime you have, anytime, Tim, that you have central Sovietized assimilation and aggregation of everything into one form, someone
right.
is going to be there to seize control and co-opt it to their own special advantage interest. In fact,
I
don't remember who it was. But someone said you don't have to be a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. And
exactly.
I'm telling you that the winds of chaos and change are afoot. Yeah, I'm told that we're at the very cusp of some major changes in America, perhaps the world. The global theater of operations is a dangerous environment, and the banker gangsters and their ilk are trying to seize control. That's the reasons for this deception of trying to create this terrorism, delusion of Muslim and Islamist infiltrating America, when they may be from those countries, they may be from those sects, but they're being paid to do so and being infiltrated and sent into here to destroy this
right.
country from in within. There are many forms of war, economic, commodities, water, air, medicine, psychic
right.
Torture and abuse. So anything in the asymmetric world of warfare is potentially a fertile, targeted field, a target-rich environment for any of these speculators and predators to prey upon and seize upon the people. And with that, I thank
oh, sure.
you so much for letting me contribute. God bless America, and thank you for your help and for the Republic. Radio
oh, thank you very
Network.
Much, sir. Appreciate your call, Chris. Lori and Rick, any follow-up?
Yes. Yes, go ahead, Laura. Yeah. You do it.
No, go ahead.
Well, once again, insightful. I agree 100%. And once again, I find that I'm putting most of my shots in the 9 ring and not in the 10 ring. And so, you know, I think that the question that I'm dying to pose to everybody out there is with respect to diversification. And that is this. That is this. What is it that they say? Sometimes doing nothing is doing something. If you
oh, absolutely.
Don't, Yeah, if you refuse to, let's say you decide you want to remain entirely invested in the U.S. dollar, and I'm talking about your savings, your checking, your 401k if you have one, or whatever you've got, the stock market, whatever you got. If you're going to remain entirely invested in the U.S. dollar, have you not bet the farm? I mean, is that?
Oh, you have.
I think that's. I believe you may have. And now here's another side of this, if I may. And I wanted to mention this before I take off. They have been creating over the summer some cryptos that they're not silver backed, but they are linked at the hip with the production of silver as an industrial metal, to the point that while the Federal Reserve and the system has been doing everything they can to suppress the price of silver, these ETFs stand a much better than average chance of tunneling in from the side and releasing silver from the grip of the banksters that have been crashing the value every 14 to 30 days. And so from that point of view, if you just cannot possibly stand the thought of having a Bitcoin wallet on your phone, which is where it goes, it's what
right.
You're doing. I mean, you're using your phone as your wallet. That's what it's called. It's your wallet. If you just hate that idea, at least go out and grab you some silver, because silver, even though it's being manipulated at this moment, they're not going to get away with this indefinitely, and it would take an event along the lines of an uncontrollable crypto to release the Kraken that is the precious metals. And once that genie gets out of the bottle, there is no going back, I don't think. So
I agree.
You know, if you hate the idea of cryptocurrencies, you just can't stand it because it's digitized, I understand. I really do. However, it is liquid. I mean, it is liquid. It is a way to buy and sell
right.
very quickly and very efficiently, whereas, of course, you don't get that with a bag of silver. But you know, it would be much better than leaving every dime you have in dollars, I think. And that's my opinion. And
I would agree with you.
I would be fascinated if the folks would call in and tell me what their I guess if I ask for feelings, they'll give me emotions. But what their thoughts and what their feelings are, I'd like to hear it.
All right. Well, right now we've got John and George on line three. Let's go to him, Rick, and see what he
Very
has
well.
To say. And we're going to get to Michael
Very
in New York also, buddy. Oh, John dropped. Okay, let's go to Michael in New York on line three and see what. Good morning,
yes,
Michael.
Hello, gentlemen. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on a few things. I'm one of the few Americans walking around still carrying cash. I know that's shocking. That's stunning. In fact, I don't even have a cell phone. That's even more astounding and shocking. That usually floors everybody. How can you function without a cell phone? No problem. And I'm a very busy guy. But I have a land phone. I have a message machine.
No.
Always has been working for, what, the last 40 years? No problem. And
right.
But, you know, you don't use cash, as I tell everybody, when I'm checking out of a line. And I'm waiting and waiting because the card isn't going through. Well, got to try this card. Well, the machine isn't working. Okay,
right.
What is quicker, cash or the plastic? So you
oh,
want
the cash is quicker.
Yes, sir. And when you watch the enemy, the Antichrist commercials on the boob tube, they make you think, they want you to think the credit's quicker, right? The card's quicker because
right.
They show you standing in line and the guy, oh, cash, you got to get change. And maybe the doofus at the cashier, they can't count, you know, so it's going to take forever to get the right change. That's how they portray it. It's hilarious. Cash is always
right.
quicker. And as I've always tell everybody, as I'm waiting, and also just seeing them use the credit cards, I say, you know, if you don't use this cash, they're going to take it away. That's what they want. So everybody not carrying cash, you're playing their game. You're helping them get us to this point where it'll be cashless. If you demand cash, you're interfering with their plans of going cashless. So So, right. And then I just tell people, like women, protect yourselves. I understand if you don't want to carry around a lot of cash. I carry a lot of cash. Not that I'm a show-off, but that's how I carry cash.
Right.
And
there's nothing wrong with that.
Myself. No. Yeah. Plus, I mean, but see, I can take care of myself. When I take out a wad of cash and I got punks around, you know, I know they're sizing me up. But I can take care of myself. I'm not worried about that. Women, I understand their concern. They don't want to get, you know, they don't want to get robbed and lose their cash.
Hey, Michael, so hang on to the break, if you would. Well, now, I believe we still have Rick online, too. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Call-in number is 800-313-9443.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN. Today is Caller's Choice. You can talk about anything you'd like, or you can talk about what our listeners and our callers are talking about at the moment. Our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And we are speaking with Michael in New York. Michael, do you want to go ahead?
Well, thank you very much, Miss. You know, as far as women, you know, feeling insecure carrying cash and the threat of robbery, that's understandable. And I recommend for women, and it's great to see women that carry handguns. be able to protect themselves with the ultimate weapon. That's great, and they're responsible with it, and that's great. I love it. And then as a backup, Kimber, that makes handguns, I believe rifles too, they make a pepper spray, pretty lethal from what I understand, potent, in a handgun
right.
kind of form, easy to get into the purse, women. So that sounds like a good strategy. And then last, it's bulky, but a can of wasp spray, 20 feet. Goes 20 feet.
Oh, yeah.
And it's deadly. And
right.
so that's another option. So, but for guys, come on, guys. You got to use cash. Now, granted, it's phony money. It's not money. It's currency. It's crap. It's, you know, Federal Reserve
right.
toilet paper. I'm up on the speed on all that. And I want tangible silver and gold as money for sure. But in the meantime, at least we have something that's tangible as far as the paper goes. You can secure it. You have privacy, as other callers were covering. And you can't have that with digital. But
that's
the bottom line is that no matter what, if you're making money on the digital currencies with Bitcoin and all these others, again, God bless you. Great. All power to you. Take it and run. But don't feed the beast because you're going to make it grow. And that's what they want. Now, there's a great report that just came out, an SGT report with Lynette Zhang. And she's covering this blockchain.
I saw that.
Right.
I saw that.
And so that, right. So now she's confirming our suspicions that, you know, Bitcoin and all these others are posing as independent outside of the banksters network. It's rackets. But no, that's just a veneer, a facade. They can easily, like a previous Chris, I think it was just now, they can easily absorb that when the time comes. Just take it over, monopolize it. If it's not already their baby, which I believe it is their baby, I believe they hatched all of this, with making have the appearance that it's not theirs. It's a breakaway system from them and all that. Now, we know they want to go digital and all that, and this is setting the stage for that. And in order to make that happen, they have to make it seem worth it to people. They have to make it seem, especially as a profit, they have to get people
right.
suckered in. What better way to do it is through making it look like it's valuable. You can make money on it, a quick buck. It was, what, $15 at its initial offering? Now it's $3,000. So yeah, everybody's going, wow, man, I missed that one. Jump on it now. Look at the money I can make. You're making money in the short run, selling out yourself and your country in the long run. That's how these dirtbag antichrists function. And you're falling into their traps if you keep feeding the beast.
All right. Michael, you're welcome to hang on to the top of the hour if you want. We don't have any other callers
sure,
waiting.
Thank you.
We do have Rick waiting on the line to comment. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our top of the hour break. We will be back in approximately two and a half minutes.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.